So whether Trump is here or gone, these values remain. They're not going anywhere. That is what the New World Order hates. It's about an individual coming out, speaking up, going against the establishment, going against the mainstream narrative, going against the current of the New World Order that is falling down upon all of us. And it doesn't matter if you're a billionaire from New York. It doesn't matter if you're Alex Jones from Texas with a huge audience. They just see them as targets because they have the biggest voices right now. It could be you. It could be me. This will happen in the workplace. That's what cancel culture is. We've already seen these psyops run on the American people where you're afraid to say anything in the culture. You get canceled at universities immediately. They did it in Disney to Gina Carano. They've done it in American culture. They've done it in Hollywood. They've done it in the music industry. They've done it in education, in medicine. Did you not live through 2020 and 2021? Where the heroes of 2020, the doctors and the nurses that saved people's lives and hospitals by putting their lives on the line. Oh, when they didn't want to take the death poison in 2021, they became the villains. They became slandered and destroyed. The point is, it doesn't matter if you are an individual, a teacher, a school bus driver, any one of us. The way that you get a target on your back is when you start getting vocal, you start making some noise, and you start telling these people no. And the moment you do that, you start waking up other people that feel the same way. That's why they shadow ban anyone on YouTube. That's why they deplatform anyone on social media that turns out this way, because they want to stop the masses from mobilizing. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, info warriors, thought criminals, committing thought felonies all over the United States, worldwide, the anti-globalist New World Order movement that finds themselves here only on Infowars.com band.video. Hey, I'm just going to give a disclaimer right now. All cuckservatives and cuck NN lovers and anyone that just cannot hear a difference of an opinion or something that's a little too in your face or a little too aggressive politically or ideologically. Listen, just go to your safe space right now. I'm going to be completely honest with you right now. I'm not going to sit here and try and baby you and coddle you and make sure you feel okay and your feelings aren't hurt and you're mentally stable and your mental illness isn't going off the charts. No. There's no time for that. That type of mentality and behavior, with all the cuckery going on and the political correctness and people bending the knee to the woke mob and the totalitarian New World Order regimes on both sides in the uniparty, do not be deceived. The two-party system is absolutely against you and your family. You can identify very quickly who's truly America first, pro-humanity, pro-Christ, pro-God, that believes in the traditional values that got humanity to this point here in the future in 2023, which, by the way, when you take a look at the radical New World Order agenda, whether it's coming from the left, whether it's coming from the right, it is all antichrist, demonic, satanic in origin, and it's always an attack on God himself and those that are made in the image of God, which is us, humanity. And when you speak about the transgender movement, let me just make a pretty obvious point to the viewers right now, is that trans people just don't exist. You know, this is my view, because, you know, if trans people have gender dysphoria and it's a mental illness, let me just put it out there. It's just a figment in their imagination. It's an alternate reality that these people find themselves living in. And at the end of the day, they're just homosexuals or lesbians, which is against God as well. But you take a look at these woketards like Dylan Mulvaney. All right, you got, listen, the New World Order compartmentalizes. There's ranks, there's systems. You take a look at how the military is set up. It's the same way with the New World Order. You got Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates at the top. You got these people that are the big, you know, the Rockefellers. You got these individuals that have been making moves, the Bilderbergs, these people that Alex Jones has been exposing for decades now. The big players, the George Soroses of the world, with billion-dollar budgets to place in other little agents of Satan, crooked DAs, crooked politicians, that we're seeing fully functional and operational right now, especially in New York, a George Soros-backed crooked DA that is going after President Donald J. Trump right now with an indictment, an arraignment, an arrest made for the entire world to see, which, by the way, in my opinion, only made President Trump look more powerful and stronger. I don't know about you guys, but when I saw that arraignment, I see Trump walk into the courthouse. It looks like New York, just straight gangster stuff. You know what I mean? Like, the optics to me, I'm like, that's a political martyr right there, man. Like, that's pretty gangster. I know Trump's got his problems, Operation Warp Speed. And if you're a viewer of InfoWars, you know exactly what those problems are. And we want to see Trump flip on the death poison. We want to see him denounce it continually and never fall into something like that ever again. But to his credit, the deep state, the shadow government, these satanic agents of Lucifer are continuing to go after him, his family. These people have destroyed his family, destroyed his entire legacy. History will be rewritten by these people, that President Donald J. Trump was Adolf Hitler 2.0 and everyone that wore a mega hat was like the next SS. We all know that because that's why they say that continually. That's what Adolf Hitler did very strategically and effectively. You tell a lie big enough that people will believe it, and you continue to tell it continually and consistently, and the masses will just accept it as truth. That is what they're effectively doing with President Trump, his legacy. I mean, you really think about Trump, a beloved, iconic, not political figure, a cultural figure, right? With everything that he's done with real estate in New York, an icon for decades. Everybody loved Trump. Black people and rappers always referencing him when they're talking about making big money. He's literally a metaphor in black culture, synonymous with making millions of dollars. Come on, dude. How do you go from such a beloved, iconic figure, The Apprentice, making all of these mainstream waves in the culture, goes from that to someone whose legacy being tarnished and destroyed for all of eternity? Now, why? The reason why I make that point is because that is how the New World Order functions. That is how propaganda functions. They go after your entire character. This is how the devil functions, by the way. They go after and they slander your entire character. They go after your family. They strike fear into your family so that generations after you will fear and never, ever even have a thought of rising like those past before you did rise up against them. This is about people that are identifying, people waking up to the reality that A, the New World Order and those in the shadow government exist 100%, and you're seeing it on both sides. Okay, we don't have to sit here and say that over and over again. It's not that hard to prove. It's not at all. And people like Alex Jones have been absolutely vindicated, and anyone else that spoke like this in the past 10 years. Things have been expedited. Things have been into overdrive. We are in hyperspace right now, okay? Because people are just going straight into the future and they're seeing everything just literally illuminated. Their eyes are being opened and people are getting red-pilled and Christ-pilled, and the truth is waking people up to the reality that these things exist and the origin of it all is Satan himself. Now, the reason why I say this and I bring up President Trump is because this could be any one of us. Look what they did to the J6 prisoners. Look what they tried calling anyone that's mega, a mega Republican, a domestic terrorist. Everything is white supremacist. Even if you're black, even if you're brown like me, it doesn't matter. If your ideas are pro-America, if you believe in the United States Constitution, you believe in American sovereignty, you believe in the Pledge of Allegiance, you love the national anthem, whether you're white, whether you're black, whether you're brown, whether you're green, whatever, it's always the same psychological operation of cancel culture to shut down their political enemies. That's white supremacy. That's white nationalism. That's Nazism. That's fascist. That is the white hegemonic power invading your mind to get you to believe that that's somehow normal, because anything that's America is white supremacy. When in reality, we have millions of people every single year attempting to come to this country illegally, which I despise totally because we've lost our border. I believe in national sovereignty as a country because that's how God instituted things. but we also have people coming to this country legally as well. Now, the point with that is, if the United States of America is such a white supremacist, evil white nationalist place where black people and brown people can't even go and walk down the street to the grocery store without being called the N-word, or Hispanic people being called, you know, the B-word or the W-word, and there's racism everywhere you look, and I can't get a job because the color of my skin. This is how these people act at the federal level, even at the presidency. The so-called presidency right now, with the New World Order puppets that are in there, including Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, these people peddle these lies at the federal mainstream level as well. Now, if it's that bad, why are brown people and black people trying to get to this country, both illegally and legally, every single day? You want to know why? Because this country is far beyond greater than any country on the face of planet Earth. Now, it doesn't look like that right now. But the American dream, the light on the hill, that is exactly what the New World Order hates. Now, the PSYOP is everything I just explained to you. How do you get an entire generation of American citizens to hate themselves, dismantle their own borders, invade their culture, invade their education, dismantle anything that is pro-America, that is pro-patriot to their own country? The commies and the globalists and the New World Order and the Satanists and Luciferians at the top, they successfully infiltrate every single one of those channels to get the American people themselves to hate themselves and their own country and cause a mass destabilization. But you and I, the thought criminals and the info warriors, will not let it happen. We'll be right back.
If Alex Jones runs for president in the Republican Party, he has a chance of winning.
If you just tuned in, you may be noticing I'm wearing an Alex Jones for President 2024 shirt. I am not seriously planning to run for president. This is an idea the crew had. To have a triggering shirt, kind of next level. Alex Jones was right. There's Infowars.com on the back, Alex Jones for President 2024 on the front. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's made out of really nice fabric. It's high quality. And it is an exclusive shirt to Infowarsstore.com. And when the shirts are gone, they're gone. We're doing one run of Alex Jones for President 2024 shirts. And you will have a historic memento, be able to spread the word, meet a lot of like-minded people, and you will be able to keep us on the air.
No way. No way. That's a bridge too far. It can't be. And I said on national television that he was going to win.
At InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, man. I need that Alex Jones for President t-shirt. I'm behind. I'm going to order one right after this show when I'm done here. I kind of want a custom one. I want an Alex Jones for President t-shirt with the old school Cobra Commander on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would probably buy like maybe 5 or 10 of those and just pass them out. You know what I mean? Like, it's such a great concept, such a great shirt. What do you guys think about that? I know. And, you know, shout out to everyone in the Getter chat, watching on Rumble, worldwide on radio. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. I that's such a great shirt, man. Jones for President 2024, but I want a custom one. I demand a custom one with Cobra Commander on it right now. Right now. Anyways, that's besides the point. Well, speaking of 2024 and the presidential election, like I was saying before we went to break, this could be any one of us, guys. This could be any one of us. Okay, just because you see guys like President Trump, you see guys like Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, you name it, right? These figures that the deep state puts on trial in front of the entire world, political martyrs with their political persecution. What did you guys see post J6? They went after the supporters and those that make those individuals that listen to them, that follow them, that have the same ideas, have the same views. Fast forward 2022, they rolled out the mega Republicans, domestic terrorists. And even in 2021, they were rolling out the FBI saying, if you wave a don't tread me flag, that's domestic terrorism. You love the Second Amendment. That's domestic terrorism. That's a red flag. That's a sign that you are being radicalized by the right wing to want to run around and kill people. Okay. The point I was trying to make last segment is the New World Order and these globalist entities, the commies, whatever you want to call them, they're all agents of Lucifer. They're masters of propaganda, linguistics, the way that they speak, the way that they manipulate the minds of people through the words that they say. Because the, you know, I wouldn't even say the average IQ individual, the low IQ individuals, the woke-tard NPCs out there that just believe everything, you know, that the homosexuals on CNN tell them every single day. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yes, yes, Don Lemon. Yes, I should hate white people, even though you're with a white guy. Oh, yeah, 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 Don Lemon. Tell me how to live. Tell me how to think, Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper. Those type of stupid people. You know who I'm talking about, right? Those people are easy to deceive. Those people are easy to manipulate. Those people are easy, you know, the useful idiots, right? But these people know how to jujitsu their way through words and sentences, propaganda, through the optics you see through social media, not just the fake news media cartel on CNN, CUCNN, MSNBC, and all these other outlets that they use, but TikTok, Instagram, big tech apparatuses, you name it, YouTube, that they're pumping all this garbage into the minds of children. On one end, they know exactly that they're liars. They know that they're hypocrites. They know what they're saying doesn't correspond with reality, but that's not what they're trying to achieve. That's why they lie. That's why they propagate, because they're trying to mask. It's a mirage of what the truth actually is. And you get these people that believe it. They believe the lies about President Trump. They believe the lies about Alex Jones. They believe the lies about Roger Stone. They believe the lies about you. And this could be any one of us. The point here is, what is MAGA? Right? American values, patriotism. And to Trump's credit, in the 2016 campaign, Roger Stone and all those guys that did a phenomenal job, they just simply branded American values. They simply branded American values, and they branded the values that have been getting degraded by the deep state and the New World Order for the past 30, 50 years. That's what amplified and put on a just rocket ship straight into space what this movement really was. And the reason why I say that is this transcends the person of Donald Trump, because the values, they predate, they transcend who Donald J. Trump is. Okay? He was just the catalyst that kicked this thing off. So whether Trump is here or gone, these values remain. They're not going anywhere. That is what the New World Order hates. It's about an individual coming out, speaking up, going against the establishment, going against the mainstream narrative, going against the current of the New World Order that is falling down upon all of us. And it doesn't matter if you're a billionaire from New York. It doesn't matter if you're Alex Jones from Texas with a huge audience. They just see them as targets because they have the biggest voices right now. It could be you. It could be me. This will happen in the workplace. That's what cancel culture is. We've already seen these psyops run on the American people, where you're afraid to say anything in the culture. You get canceled at universities immediately. They did it in Disney to Gina Carano. They've done it in American culture. They've done it in Hollywood. They've done it in the music industry. They've done it in education, in medicine. Did you not live through 2020 and 2021? Where the heroes of 2020, the doctors and the nurses that saved people's lives in hospitals by putting their lives on the line. Oh, when they didn't want to take the death poison in 2021, they became the villains. They became slandered and destroyed. The point is, it doesn't matter if you are an individual, a teacher, a school bus driver, any one of us. The way that you get a target on your back is when you start getting vocal. You start making some noise and you start telling these people no. And the moment you do that, you start waking up other people that feel the same way. That's why they shadow ban anyone on YouTube. That's why they deplatform anyone on social media that turns out this way, because they want to stop the masses from mobilizing. So what's happening with President Trump, just like everything that happened with Alex Jones, when he got deplatformed, which in my opinion, I think President Trump should have paid a lot more close attention to, which a lot of right-wing conservatives didn't. And now they are, because they're all getting hit. InfoWars and Alex Jones was the tip of the spear, deplatformed, censored, destroyed on YouTube, but they're still standing. We're all here still standing by God's grace, because you could never shut down and defeat the truth. Because if God be for us, who could be against us? That's why Band.video still exists today. The devil will launch attacks until we're all dead and gone. And whoever comes after us will pick up the baton and continue on into the future until Christ returns and takes us home. These attacks are never going to stop. But by God's grace and God's power, we stand here on our own two feet and we push back. We continue to expose and we continue to say no. And we continue to enlighten and wake up the public with true enlightenment. That's Christ, his word, and the light of God. That's what the darkness hates. But people need to understand, this is you. This is coming after you. This is coming after your family, because this is about values. These people hate what you believe in. They hate what you stand for. This goes beyond Donald Trump. This goes beyond Alex Jones, Drew Hernandez, your favorite commentator that's actually real. This goes beyond any one of us. Good versus evil, an attack on humanity, the New World Order empowered by Lucifer and the Antichrist, going after you day by day, minute by minute. These people do not sleep. They do not stop. If you're not awake by now, you'd better be awake, because this stuff is absolutely real. We'll be right back. All right, let's address the mentally ill pervert known as Dylan Mulvaney. Dylan Mulvaney, the pervert that's running around targeting your kids up and down TikTok, an individual being used by the CCP propaganda machine known as TikTok, millions of views targeting minors, little children, indoctrinating, confusing, and poisoning their minds with degeneracy, immorality, depravity, perversion, showing little kids what they call progression, which is actually morality being degraded 100%. It's quite the opposite. But what I'll say is this, and I don't know if the crew, I'm pretty sure they can, if you guys can pull up a picture of Baphomet with little children around him, right? The depiction of Lucifer, half beast, half man, half woman, always with little kids sitting around looking up to Baphomet. This has been a depiction of Satan for centuries. And you want to talk about the so-called trans movement? I'll just use the term for now. I don't believe trans people exist at all. And there it is right there. Always with little kids sitting at the side, looking up, half beast, half man, half female. And you can argue maybe part angel as well, with the wings on the back, because Lucifer is a fallen angel as well. What is this really? Okay. I know it's easy to make fun of Dylan Mulvaney because he's mentally ill, mentally unstable. But I think the darker and more serious issue is the state of the culture with the total depravity right now going on with the so-called LGBTQ movement, waving that damn flag around, hijacked the rainbow, which belongs to God, by the way. It just seems like these people steal everything. They steal the rainbow from God. They want to steal your children. They want to steal their genitals, chop them up, sell them for a profit. Always with children, the epitome. Listen, I'll say this. Dylan Mulvaney is the epitome of evil. All right. This is my opinion. Dylan Mulvaney is the epitome of evil, of Luciferianism. Because Satan, and the Bible makes it very clear, Lucifer, he masquerades, he counterfeits, he camouflages as an angel of light. He appears to be a friend. He appears to be neutral. He appears to not be a threat. He appears to be someone that's safe. That's what that means. An angel of light is someone that you come to for protection or you don't see as an enemy or any danger in. Now, why do I say that? Because what this mentally ill pervert represents is an individual that is specifically masquerading as someone safe in the mainstream that is specifically targeting children. And with the use and lacing alcohol aside of that, within that, now Dylan Mulvaney, the representation of Lucifer and evil, in my opinion, is the face of Bud Light and alcohol and also Nike. He's sporting sports bras for women. We'll get to that as well. But let me make this point about alcohol, okay? What do pedophiles and groomers always do to children? What do they do? Number one, pedophiles and groomers, you look at FBI profiles, you look at everything, you listen to how they profile pedophiles and groomers. They always appear to be friendly. They appear to be safe. They appear to be a friend. You don't like your parents? Your parents are mean to you? I'll be nice to you, little girl. You can tell me your problems. I'm a safe space for you. I'm someone you can come to for refuge because I'm not someone that's going to hurt you. That's Dylan Mulvaney all over TikTok. And then groomers and pedophiles and rapists and child molesters, they'll slowly introduce adult themes or adult practices slowly but surely into the mind of a child to get the child to believe that, well, this is a safe person already. And if this person is safe, they're never going to hurt or violate me. So if this person is offering me drugs, if this person wants to touch my private parts, or if this person wants to offer me alcohol, well, that's a cool adult because my parents don't let me rebel. Culture and society doesn't let me rebel. That's frowned upon. But this adult is letting me drink. This adult is offering me drugs. This adult is letting me party and get away with things that are forbidden. This adult is someone that is not only safe, but is someone that gives me license to just do whatever I want and their access to some adult things like alcohol and drugs. It's like the big bad wolf dressed as a grandma to lure the little pigs in to literally eat them alive. Okay, that is what Dylan Mulvaney is. And now that you have this mentally ill pervert, the face of Bud Light, alcohol, and the parent companies, who is Dylan Mulvaney's target audience? Is it millennials? Is it Gen X? Is it boomers? Is it anyone over the age of 25? Dylan Mulvaney's target audience are children, ladies and gentlemen. So why would Dylan Mulvaney need to be the face of Bud Light or some kind of alcohol parent company? How is that correct marketing? Because if you know anything about marketing, and if Alex is listening to me, or anyone that has any knowledge of marketing knows exactly what I'm talking about, one of the first questions that you ask yourself or whoever's trying to market you or an advertiser is, what is your brand? Who is your target audience? What is the age target audience? So you could correctly pinpoint who you want to sell your products to. That is marketing 101, especially in the age of YouTube and social media, and especially TikTok. So I would propose, this is my opinion and my suspicion, that this is how the New World Order functions, that these perverts, these sick, disgusting, depraved individuals that know who Dylan Mulvaney's targeted audience is are children, little kids, even minors that sit there and digest his content every single day, getting indoctrinated and perverted in their minds. These people know that their marketing and their targeting is going straight to minors. To get this safe-looking individual that's a friend, that's mentally ill, just like you, that's lost your mind, that's totally depraved, degenerate, and perverted as well, that your parents don't accept, the big bad wolf dressed as a grandma, come into the house. Yes, Dylan Mulvaney will market to children alcohol. You might ask yourself, well, how deep is that really? It's extremely deep, because Dylan Mulvaney represents a part of the culture right now that is attempting to normalize the mutilization of the genitals of kids and the grooming of children. That is who Dylan Mulvaney, in my opinion, represents. You tie in drugs, you tie in alcohol, you tie in little kids getting lured into these things, thinking they're safe. This is culture, ladies and gentlemen. Drew, what are you talking about? What's the point here? This is how culture is made, with corporations that coincide with mainstream figures to brand and market their products to the next generation to get them to live certain lifestyles, to spend their money and live it at the same time. These alcohol corporations, Bud Light, parent companies, know just exactly who Dylan Mulvaney's target audience is. It's little kids, and they are setting a culture of grooming between mentally unstable, grown adult perverts and little kids, building a bridge together through alcohol. And that is a cocktail of pedophilia and child molestation, ladies and gentlemen. Hollywood 101, New World Order, fully operational. We'll be right back.
I don't know, guys. Do you think the beard is intimidating? Do you think it's too much?
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good, but I don't know, it's just a beard.
It's just not that intimidating, dude.
Just a beard, huh? What about...
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Dude, that's intimidating, man. That's freaking awesome. You're on in 5.
Get your hair and beard formula at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sexy.
And intimidating.
Hey, these Skittle people are out of control, man. I'm just gonna, you know, keep it 100 with you guys. Out of control. The Skittle people are running around with their trans erections as well. I mean, that's true, man. These people are just hypersexualized. They love children. They want to chop their genitals up. They think grooming is totally normal. The point where they murder 3 little Christian babies at a Christian school and 3 Christian adults because they believe the lies and propaganda that they're facing some kind of genocide, that they're going to be eradicated from humanity. You know, why are the Skittle people running around performing trans insurrections? Because society has totally cucked out and allowed these people to get to this point. It's like a bad kid, dude. You spare the rod on the child, you destroy the child, and the child ends up hating you. When you let a society, okay, get out of control and you're afraid to tell them no because you don't want to hurt their feelings, you don't want to cause them to hate you, and you want to be the cool dad, you want to be the cool mom. It actually has the opposite effect, because if there are no moral boundaries within a culture, then you get total moral anarchy, dude. You get homosexual anarchy. You get, you know, just absolute fornicating out in the open. You get Sodom and Gomorrah, ladies and gentlemen. You get Sodom and Gomorrah, especially with all the insurrections going on. You know, at state capitals, they're just storming the building. And it's, you know, according to the mainstream media, it's not the worst thing since 9/11. It's not the worst thing since Pearl Harbor, only when the mega Republicans do something like that. But it's because society has gotten to this point where they just allow it. And you're not allowed to call it out, because if you do, you get canceled and you're filled with hate. You're filled with hate. You're a hate-filled person because you're telling the truth. No, no. I'm a Christian, all right? And the Proverbs make it very clear. All right? Open rebuke is better than concealed love. What that means is if you openly, with love, speak the truth to someone living in error, that means more and is more valuable and honorable in God's eyes than concealing the truth about who they are and their lifestyle out of cowardice, fear, political correctness, even some kind of virtue signaling morality where I don't want to judge people, so I'm not going to tell the truth to their face. That's not how God rolls. And I'm thankful that's not how God rolls, because if that's how God rolled, he would never have told me the truth and I would have never been saved by the blood of Christ. God didn't try and pamper me and beat around the bush. No, God was straight up. This is who you are. You're living in total arrogance. You need to repent and come to my son, Jesus Christ, immediately because of what he's done on the cross. Repent, repent, or you know where you're going. It worked for me, man. And I'm thankful God didn't try it. You know, God is love. God communicates his love and his mercy and his grace. But at the same time, that does not mean that God beats around the bush and refrains from telling the truth to an individual in error that is literally on a highway to hell, the Broadway, about to fly off a cliff and plunge into eternal damnation. No, God is fully, fully willing to hurt your human feelings and pride. At the end of the day, that's what it is. Getting your pride hurt. That's what humility is, ladies and gentlemen. People getting their pride hurt. That's what the gospel does. It not only hurts your pride, it shatters and obliterates, destroys, sanitizes pride. Why? Because one cannot be born again unless they submit, which requires humility and pride being destroyed in the human heart. And that's the epitome of what movement today? The pride movement. You see how this all is interconnected and it's weaved together? It's all spiritual. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, powers, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places, right? And they establish these human machines, these organizations, these entities. They camouflage with the culture. But I'll tell you right now, people like Dylan Mulvaney is in a total assault on God and those made in the image of God. You want to know why? We are made in God's image, made, God made man. He created Adam, made in his image, biological male. And out of man came who? Eve, female. We are made and engineered for a specific reason by God. Biological procreation. That can only succeed, biological male, biological female, because that has God. That is how God has instituted, engineered, and established it from the beginning. From the beginning. You call yourself a Christian, you go to the scriptures. What does God say? Is the trans movement, the so-called trans movement, compatible with God's word? I can't dictate this. This is not my opinion. I cannot rewrite how God has engineered the universe and how humanity is meant to function. Which, by the way, in Romans chapter 1, when you start to go against God's design, when you go out of the boundaries, when it's biological male on male sex or biological female on female sex, God gives that society over that accepts that to a depraved and reprobate mind. That means society loses its mind entirely. And look where we are today. Connect the dots. Guys, this is not my word. This is God's word. Go read Romans chapter 1. Go read Genesis chapter 1 through chapter 6, the origins, the way that God instituted things, and pay attention to the stories of Sodom and Gomorrah and the reason why God flooded planet Earth. And it sounds pretty familiar to the days we are living in right now. What did Christ say on his Olivet Discourse in Matthew chapter 24? As the days of Noah. That's what it's going to be like in the last days before the second coming of Christ. That's what Jesus said. One of the identifying factors that you are living in the final scene. You're living in the final act of humanity. You and I are living this thing, man. We're in it. This isn't a Star Wars movie. This isn't an Indiana Jones movie. This isn't your favorite movie where the final act is on and you're at the edge of your seat. You're watching what's going to happen. You are living the greatest story ever told. And God makes it very clear in his word. And what did Christ say? How would the culture be? How would the world be functioning in the final act of humanity before the rapture and the second coming of Christ and the advent of the Antichrist as well? That the world would be as in the days of Noah. What were the days of Noah, ladies and gentlemen? Homosexuals dominating to the point of showing up when angels show up to meet with a human. They come knocking on the door. Let us in. Let us break down this door so we can know that guy in there. Break down the door. We want that guy right now. Break down these doors. We're going to push our way into you. Sound familiar? Sound kind of like the transurrections, the trans erections. All right, guys, I'm just quoting God's word and I'm matching it to the reality that I live in right now because God's word is reality. Okay? God's word is reality. Because God has created the universe. He's created the reality we live in right now. He's created the multiple dimensions that we are all experiencing here on planet Earth and beyond. The question is, are we going to side with God? This is the real question, ladies and gentlemen. The real question is, you got to pick a side. Because Christ said, you're either for me or you're against me. You're neither hot nor you're cold. You're lukewarm, so I spit you out of my mouth. You're either in line with Christ. Doesn't mean you're perfect. But you do agree. Christ said, he was questioned, you know, how does one know that they love me? How do I know that someone truly loves me? In the Old Testament, Christ said, the one who truly loves me is the one who listens to my word and obeys it. That simple. You cannot love someone if there's no trust or obedience. Because if you do not have any of those things, you don't love them. That's a relationship of fear. And we are to fear the Lord, but not in that way, but to fear him and rever him as our ultimate protector. Therefore, we trust everything he says and we submit to it because he knows best, better than we could ever know for ourselves, especially for humanity that's fallen. I'll be right back.
When I sit here and hammer and beg and plead on air, promoting great products that you already need that are amazing, we're able to be in the black. You probably noticed the last 3 weeks, I barely plugged, I haven't hammered things, because I don't like coming up here. I want to cover news and information and just begging and pleading and explaining. We did the accounting yesterday, we're back in the red, we've just gotten out of it, and I guess this is where God wants to keep me. It's all in God's plan, I'm sure. But you need these products anyways. These are great products that are life-changing. And we won't be here if you don't support us. So Trump has a war chest of $400 million. That's great. He deserves it. Wonderful. Everybody's supporting Trump. We don't have a war chest of $1 million. So we need to be able to stay on air. The bankruptcy's going well. They found out we're not hiding money. They found out I've told the truth about everything. The reorganization's going well, but not if there's not enough money to fund the operation. So you need Ultimate Krill Oil, highest quality, highest grade krill oil that does over the top things for your cardiovascular system, your brain, your mind, your psyche. It's next level. We have great fish oil as well. Those are 40% off. We're selling out of the great idea my dad had, the turmeric non-fluoride toothpaste full of all the essential oils. More will be in a few months, but we've still got it at InfoWarsStore.com. These two products, one comes back in about 3 months. Another one comes in about 4 months. But these are best sellers, but we need the funds now. So, Real Red Pill Plus, with the preglinone and all these things that boost your natural hormones, your overall stamina and everything, It's 40% off. DNA Force Plus, selling out. We're down to like 1,000 bottles. Won't be in for a long time. 40% off still. InfoWarsStore.com. But really, this is an information war. So I would really encourage listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get an Alex Jones for President shirt. Get great conversational Pete's. You'll meet a lot of cool people. That shirt's available, limited edition. It won't be sold very soon. Also, the Trump mugshot. They never did a real mugshot, so we already had created one. It's being printed right now. It'll be shipping out next week. It says political prisoner with a picture of Trump in a basically a lineup or a mugshot on the back, InfoWars.com. It's a limited edition shirt as well. It's a fundraiser shirt. I want to thank you all for your support. Get a signed or unsigned copy of my best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, as well. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage those on the fence. The fight's now, folks. We're the tip of the spear. You're the tip of the spear. Please get off the bench, especially those of you, because I know 99% of our audience never buys anything. And just go to InfoWars Store. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. Realize you're in a fight. Fund the fight or roll over and die. Appreciate your support.